Ladies and gentlemen, another get for the Mike O'Mara Show, presidential candidate Herman Cain.
Oh, jeez. Not a tough time.
Wow, you don't look so good.
No. Well, it's been a very, very difficult time for me. You know, I just
think so.
May I take your hat? Yeah, here's my hat. Let me flip it over to you.
Got it.
I'll flip it over to you.
A beret.
Leave your hat on.
Flip it. Over to you.
Well, you seem to be coming alive.
How are you?
Great. Herman Cain?
I'm not coming alive. You might say that I'm dying.
Yeah. No, I disagree.
You're reevaluating.
I am dying
a slow death.
Between this liberal media elite,
the constant daily scrutiny, I just want to move on. That's what I would like to do. Well, if it was up to me, if I had my brothers.
It would be really easy for you to move on.
I'd just like to move on.
You could withdraw from the race and move on at incredible speed.
That is my decision.
I understand.
And I'm going to get together with my staff, and I will figure out things. Yeah, let's turn it up. Come on. Yeah. Yes, sir. I like that. I'm still in the evaluating phase.
I would miss you, sir, if you dropped out of the race. Herman Cain.
Thank you, Buzz.
Rhymes with entertain, and that's what I've come to expect from you.
Thank you. Speaking of rhyming, I will be getting to that momentarily.
Oh, good. I look forward
to that.
Have
you prepared a statement?
Well, I write down in poetry.
Verse?
I write down in poetry.
Verse?
What?
How you express
yourself. When I'm under a great deal of pressure, the poetry that I write is a way of self-expression that I find liberating and calming.
When you write your verse,
yes.
Does it come quickly and easily, or do you have to struggle with it? Or is it something that's so natural?
It flows freely.
May I take your other hat?
Yes.
Yet another
nice Kango.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Cain.
Let's dance. I'm Herman Cain.
You're a passionate man.
I am passionate for this country. I love my country as much as I love pizza.
A lot of the women.
Oh, and you do love pizza.
I love pizza.
Does it hurt your feelings when all these allegations continue to surface?
Yeah, how do you feel about these allegations?
I have developed a suit of armor. That takes the allegations and fends them off.
They bounce right off.
You are like the Teflon candidate.
Yes, and as I was mentioning before, the poetry. The poetry.
Your verse?
I like that I've used three different voices during this segment.
Well, you have
the poetry.
No.
The poetry. The poetry I write calms me and makes me feel fulfilled.
You know what you are?
Yes.
You're a candidate of many colors.
Thank you very much. What's that mean?
It means that you have many
what
different...
What the f*** does that mean?
Hey, I'm just saying...
What the... I'll slap your fat white ass right into tomorrow.
That is no way to gain support.
You don't bring up color to me. Who the hell are you to talk about color to me?
What I'm saying is
That's the problem. You're the white liberal media elite is what you are.
You have many facets to your personality, and maybe the problem is you're out there playing too much grab ass.
Well, you
and
know
that's
what?
Why you're not going
to
get elected.
Now, I came on your show to do a segment that I thought would be respectful.
Right.
Well, if you choose not to be respectful for me.
I have nothing but respect. I just wanted to discuss the allegations.
But I don't want to discuss the allegations anymore with you. Let's dance. He'd rather dance.
Why can't you date women that keep their mouths shut?
You know what? I think right now...
Maybe
because,
he likes when they have their mouth open.
Because this man has upset me. Because he has upset me. I would like to get right to the poetry.
Do you have a poem?
I have several.
If it will help.
Would you like to put on your poetry hat?
Yes, let me put on my poetry hat.
We have it here for you.
Maybe it'll...
Thank you.
Hopefully this will break the tension.
Now that is presidential.
Right there. Can I get an amen?
Yeah. Can he get a what?
Not for me. Oh, what?
Yeah. Can I get a what?
What?
All right. Are you ready for the poetry?
I am ready. I am prepared for verse.
Here we are.
It's a prepared statement, really.
Yes. And now a few brief statements from Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
What are you doing?
He's taking your picture.
I do not wish to have my picture taken when I'm doing a radio interview.
Oh.
All right, I'm ready. Here we go.
All right,
I don't know. It's a great sweater vest.
I will have to pull the microphone a little ways away.
I understand. Yeah. You're all about mic technique.
I'm living
in a world of pain. That's what it is when you're Herman Cain.
Uh-huh.
I fear I might just go insane.
Uh-huh.
All because of my main vein.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that. It's going to be hard to top that, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have another prepared statement?
I do.
Oh.
The time has come. The end is near. Uh-huh. Oh, how I wish that I was queer.
Well. Oh.
My testosterone has done me in. Uh-huh. So now it's time for porn and gym.
Testosterone.
I got a couple more here.
You got a couple more prepared statements?
I have a couple more here that I'd like to read to you.
Okay, I think it's good. This, you know what you're doing? You're clearing the air.
Mm-hmm. I'm a man that's hard to wound, but now I've seen the power of poon.
Yes.
If you run for office, you must think of all the times that you chase stink. But whether it is smooth or hairy, when they start talking, uh-huh. It gets scary.
It sure does.
My advice to all of you, keep it in your pants. That's the thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Don't cheat, don't fondle, don't even look.
Really?
Go back to your hotel and read a dirty book.
Ooh. You know, good advice. That was an odd meter to that one.
Thank you so much. Well, they all
have odd meter.
You see. It's the odd meter that got him in trouble.
Do you have another?
I have my concluding poem.
One more?
Oh. I hold in my hand the last poem. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a candidate with so many people to please, especially all my women supporters. Want my meat under their cheeks.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I know I'm only 40 pages into your book, but...
What is it?
What's ridiculous? Who am I to make a criticism to someone like you?
It's all right, I can take it.
Well, it's brilliantly written, but then everything you write is brilliant.
Pretty rough stuff.
The swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money. There, look there. See what you made me do?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. They're closer now.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiber Studios. This is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, November 30 already.
Yes,
hard to believe. 2011, and we are over 10.5 million downloads, still growing. And our show today brought to you by the place where we're going to be Saturday night.
Yay.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Jimmy!
697 Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia. Jimmy's is the official host of the TMOS second anniversary 10 million download holiday party. Join us there Saturday, December 3rd for Merry-Oki at 7 p.m.
It's the Mary that makes it great, and Jimmy actually has another name for it that I really enjoy.
Yes.
Mike O'Mariokey.
Oh, yes. God, no.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
No.
Mike O'Mariokey.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No. That's like when I walk in there. That's why I'd like to sneak in.
You know what?
Might wear a disguise.
What never happens when you get to Jimmy's, he's never on microphone going, Mike O'Mara is here!
Jimmy does that if there are two people.
I know.
Jimmy does that when there's no one in there
Jimmy
that
does
has
that.
Ever listened to this show.
Jimmy right. does that at his house.
That's exactly. Jimmy's always features an upscale tavern menu.
Right.
And Northern Virginia Magazine's best wings. That is absolutely true.
You bet.
And don't forget poutine. Remember, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern has NFL and NHL games in high def. That's at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon. Follow Jimmy's on Facebook, at Twitter, or go to jimmystavern.com. Jimmy'sBarbecue.com, and we thank Jimmy for hosting our party. It's our favorite place to go.
See you
and
later. Hang out.
We got people coming from?
We got people coming from Jacksonville, Portland,
Leesburg,
North Carolina, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Herndon.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be there on Saturday night. The festivities get started around 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going to have the Marioki, and for the best
Michael
singer,
Marioki.
The best. Stop it! The best singer will win a $250 Amazon gift card from Jimmy, and also the sweater. Right?
What, the VIP.
And the VIP.
Also, oh, and a VIP.
Along with the gift certificate.
And also, we're going to give away a fruitcake to the ugly sweater. That's it.
You know, I have a song for the sweater thing, Mike.
Oh, you do?
Ugly sweater contest on Saturday.
It's the ugly sweater song.
Ugly sweater wins.
Let's listen, shall we?
All I got for Christmas was this ugly sweater.
Where did you?
It's the ugly sweater song.
Where did you dig that up?
I mustn't tell.
All right.
I do have this prediction, though, that come Friday, you're not going to be sick of this song.
Very good.
Be a shame if you blew it up.
All right. Very good. So we're excited about Saturday night. Should be what?
I'm waiting for an explosion.
No, I'm gonna. I expect you to use it. All right, you want me to? Does this make you happy?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Very good.
That's much better.
On the program today, I gotta make a confession.
Oh,
and,
good.
I'm gonna purge a little bit, and because I just feel like I want to. And
understood. Good for the soul.
I don't like not telling everybody the way it really is. Bobby Valentine, manager of the Red Sox. I'll have a couple of thoughts on that. Nobody gives a rat's ass. If you want to kill somebody, go to Aruba. Post-Thanksgiving hangovers. The holiday question of the day.
Ooh.
And the lottery winners up in Connecticut.
Yes.
They are they're scumbags, in my humble opinion. Huh. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Difference of
opinion. Want to get this. What spurred me on for this confessional today. And give me a minute here because I want to get serious.
Well, yesterday you confessed to watching Sex and the City 2.
This is a little heavier than
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
How can it be?
There is a video floating around online, I believe. I don't know how viral it's gone, but it's floating around online right now with former, I think, Minnesota Vikings quarterback Joe Capp. And he's at a Canadian reunion of football players, and apparently there's this old lineman that he has a rivalry with, and he goes up to him on this stage, and this guy is on a cane and he can hardly walk, and he goes up and he presents him with a flower because apparently these guys have had bad blood throughout their
it was a peace offering,
and it was a peace offering, and the guy says shove it up your a and then Joe Capp goes and sort of puts it in his face and then kind of throws it at him.
Oh,
and the guy takes his cane and clocks Joe Capp.
It's ugly.
And then Joe Capp throws a punch at the guy. And I'm watching that, and I thought that, you know what, I got to purge myself about my little injury. And because really watching that, I said to myself, you know, I talked about this fall that I took a while back. It really was a fall. That's how I got the energy was going down on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But the precursor to that was I did something that I've done periodically because perhaps I'm an Irishman, perhaps I'm just
perhaps
an a-hole
when
I have a few cocktails. But you know what? It was the result of a skirmish with an individual that I went outside with because this guy
Brannigan
and I'm embarrassed by it, and I think that sometimes when I really want to effect significant change in my behavior, I think going public with it, and I'm not going to give all the details because I don't think that would be smart.
I think I say this.
Yeah.
The reason that you had this Brannigan, was an honorable reason.
Yes. Brannigan.
What the F is that mean?
What is Brannigan?
Dust
you
up.
Okay, shut up for a second. All right, Brannigan. I think of Laura Brannigan.
Oh, we all do.
A dust up. We were in a watering hole that will go nameless after the game a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And I went to the little general's room, and when I came back, there was a guy that was standing
there.
What
makes him laugh?
And he was giving my group some friends, who will go nameless also, but I was there with some friends and my wife, and he was giving my wife and friends of mine crap, and he was obviously a little inebriated.
Uh-huh.
I'd had a few adult beverages as well, and it escalated. And it escalated to him getting threatening, and I, you know, any normal person, and this is the way normal people should behave, when that situation happens, you call a manager over and say, this guy's harassing my party. Can you get this guy out of here? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way normal people behave. But when you're a an Irishman that's had a couple of beers, sometimes you fantasize that you're maybe 20 years younger than you are.
I was wondering if you want to step outside.
And when somebody pushes you in the stomach and says, I'll kick your fat ass, you don't call a manager over.
No.
What you do is you say, well, why don't we take this outside, which is exactly what I said. And we went outside, and we got into a dust-up, a Brannigan, a fight, a whatever. this guy, you know, and I won't go into the details of it, but the fact is, when things got rough and I started to go backwards, I was controlling my fall because I was going. I knew I was going down, and that's when I blew my knee out.
Yeah.
And that's what that's the result of you know, being stupid and that happening. Now, with that said, this guy was equally stupid, but I shouldn't have responded to him. And I looked at these two guys, and when I watched these 70-year-old guys that are still throwing punches, I said, I'm 52 years old, and the only way I think to myself that I can really discipline myself to, you know, do this is just to lay it out there and say that it really was kind of a moment where, you know, I had no business doing something like this with a guy that was probably 20 years younger than I was and much fitter than I was. Not that he caused any damage, you know, I caused the damage on myself trying to prevent a fall.
It was your own fault, and that's the sad thing.
When I lost my balance and started to go down, you know, the fact that I was trying to catch myself is the reason that I, so it was a fall that that did this. But
was
you know what?
Quick emotional response, and you were speaking up for your lady.
That is the truth. There's nothing in
that
anybody,
that
is the God's honest truth.
That
is really where, and that is, you know, but I was sticking up for her. However, you know, the real catalyst was when he starts poking me,
of course,
and says, "I'll kick your fan." And I'm like, "Oh, you think so? Let's
do
that."
Yeah, but you know what? No,
and
the root of it.
But it's so, it is so at its core. It's weird. I didn't feel a lot of remorse the day after this happened, even though the fact was that I blew my knee out doing this. I feel remorse now after watching that because I'm like, this is just not the way. It's not the way to behave.
Well,
if
that's
you're civilized.
True. But the thing is,
and I've had people over the years say a lot worse things to me. But, you know, I owned a bar. I was around this a lot. I knew how to handle it. The fact was, it was stupid, and I think I was empowered because I was with a tough guy friend of mine.
Right.
And, that kind of motivated me. Hey, I'm going to be just like my friend.
But, you know, Mike, stupid happens, and we all do stupid. Even the smartest of us do stupid.
And I thought I'd just go public with that
and,
because, I've been keeping it kind of under wraps that
you can keep, if you can get this under control in the next couple years, you've got 15 years before you look ridiculous like
chance.
In that video.
But I'm sitting there going, you know, I haven't been, you know, I'll let a few people know what's going on. All the guys on the show knew what was going on, and you honored that. But I felt like, you know, that should be out there.
All right, Mark,
send out
the press release.
I should purge myself.
I think it's important you do that, one.
Yeah, you do it a lot more than most of us.
It's funny you even mentioned this now because we hadn't had this conversation, but your mailman has seen you on crutches, clearly. And he knows who you are, and I don't know how long he's been your mailman, but
probably a long time. I have lots of conversations with him.
He was
concerned. You ever fight him?
So
now don't do that.
Now that's just a
joke. Don't be that cruel right away.
What I'm doing is I'm trying to lighten the mood.
Thank you bastard.
And he said, I saw Mike on crutches. Is he okay? What happened? And I'm like, drilling my mind of what I could say happened, where, because when you say he fell,
right?
Oh, how'd he fall? Like all these questions,
right? Got to cut it off.
And I said, you know, I don't know all the details. I know that he's going to be better soon. He just had surgery. Thank you.
Right. Uh-huh.
But just in that quick passing, I was like, why is it such a big deal? People do stupid things, and I'm glad you talked about it.
I really looked at this. I went, and these guys
are. It was a mistake.
These guys are 20 years older than I am. And I'm looking at them and I said, it is so. And I'm sure that there are people that are 20, 30 years younger than me. You know, if they saw that, they would like, oh, that is just so. And I remember when I was younger, I'd look at an old guy get into a fight. Now, first of all, I looked at one old guy get into a fight at a Capitals game, and actually, it was he got the better of the 20-year-old, and that was fine. But
that
nobody
happened.
Got the better of anybody in this,
right?
And it was, you know, it was just a bad scene.
It was a bad.
But I could have been, you know, I could have been killed.
Shot.
And I could have killed
stabbed.
That guy.
What if he pulled a Shiv?
What if I hit him and he went down and he hit his head on the pavement?
True, right.
And
you know what?
I mean, you just don't do this.
It was stupid, but also I think it merits repeating, and people should keep in mind the very crux, the core of this altercation was defending someone's
honor.
He was
standing
right. And you know what?
And make no mistake.
That's really, I don't think anyone can fault you for that.
And my friend who you guys know, and you know who I was with, but I'm not going to bring him into it,
right. Goat.
Would tell you.
RJ.
Would, it was not Goat. Goat was around, though.
Professional tough guy, Goat.
Goat may have been there.
It was Jimmy.
But the fact is, and you know what? Goat knew what went down.
I did not know that. Okay.
But the fact is, you know, that the behavior was initiated by these people. But,
right.
But you respond to that like you rise above it. And
right.
You don't do
exactly.
That.
It's
and
how I just, you respond.
You learn. Yeah.
And I've done this over the years, and it's just... and
you're
I'm
not
just
near the hothead you used to be.
I know, but I mean, it's... what is that supposed to be?
You're better. You're better now.
I don't... It's just... But when I'm in a bar, I don't suffer...
It was this fight. I remember there was another instance that you got another fight.
I don't suffer... Yes.
Idiots.
Douchebags yes, in right. bars very well.
No.
I really don't. I don't. And as a matter of fact, I don't. And that's not really going to change necessarily.
No,
if you want to come up and say, hey, and stuff like that, but if you want to come up and be a douche,
so
I'm not going
to
fight you.
From punch to punch.
I don't want to set that up. I'm going to have people gunning for me everywhere I go.
Right. Mike hasn't been in a fight since the Hoffbrows.
let's test this on Saturday.
Buzz, shut up.
No.
Why did I bring it up now? God! Now you're going to have people doing it. No.
It's just joking.
No, I'm not
obviously.
Going. But my point is.
Right. Mike O's Fight Club.
My point
first
is.
First rule of O'Mara.
Mistake. Papa, it was a mistake.
No, you were just talking. We just talked about stupid decisions.
We're going to be fine.
And today
like
you made another one.
All the other phony
Can
radio
someone
personalities.
Someone please Photoshop a Fight Club poster.
Oh,
with
you
Mike's
are such a dick. Now the
awesome.
Gates of hell are open up.
So let me ask you.
See, you know what that is? That's too much right there.
Yeah. You started it.
Way to deflect.
From punch to punch. How long has it been from your last fight to the
real, like a legitimate problem?
Yeah. Like
when I was 35 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I've gotten
yeah,
in.
You don't have a problem.
I've gotten in yak many,
sure.
many times, but no, I do it. But I don't, you know, as I said, I don't suffer douchebags
yes.
easily, and I'm here to say that there are ways that I will deal with it. I'm done. That whole attitude is done. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's really stupid, and really, it's the same thing as flipping somebody off when you're on a highway.
True.
You never,
Shaking
never
fist, yeah.
know what the end mm-hmm. result may be of something like that. It's actually worse.
You know
what
sucks
you
about
never do.
All that?
And this guy wasn't quite right. I didn't know what the hell was going on. You didn't know. You know. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know. He was with a buddy, too.
What sucks about that, there's so many. While you are absolutely right in the way you're addressing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And this is like the machismo in me or just I'm an idiot. But I hate
Could
when you're in front. Thank you. I hate when you're in front of your lady that if you did the right thing and went to the manager and said, hey, look, man, this guy's just out of control. He's ruining our night. You should really ask him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that, by all means, is that the right thing to do? Absolutely.
100%.
You don't worry about the risk of insurance, the
right.
risk of you know him suing you or anything
right.
like that.
Criminal charges.
But you feel like such a pussy.
Yeah, you do. And this was over the line directed. And for me, it's over the line directed at somebody I love.
Yes.
And when that happens, that's something, you know, that, or whether it's a friend of mine or somebody like that, or even somebody who's, you know, not able to defend themselves.
I'm a very confident person to say, I'm going to look like a pussy,
yeah.
but at the end of the day,
exactly. And I love that you've come forward with this.
I've made a career out of that.
Yes,
I love that you've come forward with this, and I have a theory. I think that the cadaver knee, I think that ligament came from a very honest pacifist, and it's making
right.
you change.
Just stop it. We're going to take a break now. On that note, you son of a whore.
Oh,
I swear to God.
My mother!
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sharon. Sharon's not a whore.
Mother!
Fight.
I'm sorry. There I go.
I was just
saying I was going to be better,
yeah,
and look what I said
outside.
To Rob.
Yeah.
You're not throwing
what
very
you need
sorry,
to do,
Robin.
No, what you need to do, speak to the manager and ask me to leave.
We'll be right back.
Son of a whore. How dare you?
Welcome back. What am I doing? You can tell the pressure. Welcome back. Sounded like Jacqueline Stallone.
Yes, you did.
Oh, by the way, did you know that she her name came into play with the phone hacking scandal?
Yeah, she was in that London thing.
They traded her phone number for Beckham's number.
Oh, fair trade.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We are here to tell you about Weight Knot, and I love it, and RJ loves it.
Yep.
Rob, 50 pounds. RJ, 110 pounds.
Only 45, but thank you for the promotion.
45, you're almost there at 50.
Getting there, yeah.
And Buzz shared this with me, and everybody should be aware.
The news item.
The average American is nearly 20 pounds heavier than 20 years ago.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, sorry.
A new Gallup poll has found that we're getting heavier. The average American is just under 20 pounds. 20 pounds heavier than they were in 1990. Men weighed 180 pounds back then, and women weighed 142. Mm-hmm. Now the average American male weighs 196, an increase of 16 pounds in 21 years.
Wow.
The average woman is up to 18 pounds to 160. Nearly 70% of American adults are considered overweight or obese by the CDC.
70%.
Now really, you know, you can look at RJ's success, you can look at Rob's success, you can look at my success with this. You know, it's really a program that works.
It
and
does.
You feel good. Mm-hmm. And that's
I haven't felt this good, and I can't even tell you when. And I did something yesterday I've never done in the history. I put a picture of myself up on Facebook just because I look skinny.
It's great.
You did look skinny.
It was shockingly great.
We're almost at the end of the promotion for November to celebrate RJ's loss of over 100 pounds.
Yay.
Get $100 off on any of Weight Knot's three packages. 855-WEIGHT-KNOT, 855-934-4486, or at weightknot.com. You know, the stats are there. We're all heavier than we were 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Fight that battle, and a lot of people have to fight it. If you want to fight it and you want an effective way to do it, please check out weightknot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in, and we thank you in advance, and we thank them as well. On the program today, you know, I got that out. I'm glad I purged. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I purged, but at the same time, there's still people that I'd like to just...
some of them in this room.
Hey, those bought Rob.
Those lottery winners up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like everybody else. Look, back in the day, and I start this, a lot of conversations with this. Mm. Back when I was making money,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I used to.
You used to run
to
a
myself,
lottery, didn't you?
No, I used to say, "What if I ever won something like that?"
Yeah. Right.
And I said, "I'd want to hide. I wouldn't want to come out in front of everybody."
Right.
And their snarky little lawyer, did you see him today?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Who was having a press conference and really wouldn't come out and say, I don't trust those little germs. Then they said they're giving $1 million to charity today.
Big deal.
Veterans group.
Right. It's like, okay.
That's
a little
like
PR.
You and me donating a roll of quarters to a veterans group.
Why? I'm curious, and I'm sorry I don't know. I don't have your take on it. Why do you hate these guys?
I don't hate them.
Okay.
I think they're smarmy and they're snarky, and I think there are a lot of rumors that they're fronting for one of their clients that doesn't want to be out front.
That I hate.
But this lawyer comes out, and he's snarky, and he's closed-lipped about this, and I'm just like, the whole thing makes me feel creepy.
Doesn't it boil down to the fact that it makes you angry that these are rich people that want a lot of money?
Yes and no. If they were
because
rich,
I like when cousins win the money.
Yeah. Everybody
There's a
does,
show
right, right.
on TV that chronicles lottery winners.
Oh,
what
it destroys
they did.
Lives too.
Yeah, yes.
It totally destroys their lives. No, it's not just that they're rich guys. That's too simple. It's the way
but that's
they
got to be part of it.
But it's the way they behaved.
They behave like rich guys.
You want just, them to be modest?
No,
no.
I think they ought to be up there going, "Woo!" They're trying to be so cool.
Oh, okay.
No, you douchebags. Why are you getting before the press? If you have to be all mellow,
I get
it's the
a
opposite.
Different take from that.
Okay.
I think that they're, first of all, anybody can play the lottery.
Right.
It
right.
does not matter.
Right.
If you play, you may win.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
That's
now,
right.
the numbers that came out, you had a higher probability of being president,
uh-huh.
a higher probability of dating a supermodel,
right.
a higher probability being struck by lightning or becoming an astronaut than you ever would winning a Powerball.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they won. It's
totally
mere
random.
Chance.
Random.
Okay.
And
I understand that.
I think in their eyes, with this climate of anti-Wall Street,
anti-everything,
I think what I get from them, and the only thing when I saw that, and I felt the same way as everybody, I mean, most of the people, I was like they need it, bottom
right.
line.
Right.
But I feel like they're just kind of embarrassed.
And it's illegal to do this on someone else's behalf. Their lawyer now insists there is no fourth
party.
They
had the
it's
guy
just
at
the, three
the,
of
at
them.
The store saying, That's the guy who buys it. He buys it every week.
Yeah, okay, so here's my point.
That's the guy who bought the ticket.
Yeah, and this is what I talked about yesterday.
Yes.
Why are they now even on camera? Yeah. If you're going to be on camera, come out there and go, woo, I won the lottery. They're coming out, and they're all these cameras, and they're looking uncomfortable.
True.
That's BS. That, to me, makes me more pissed off. It's like, okay, if you won the lottery, yes, you manage a lot of people's money. Uh-huh. Are you one of these guys that gets a $200 million bonus at the end of the year?
Yeah.
If you are, then stay home.
Right.
Don't go to the press conference with the big goddamn check. That's
true.
The point I'm trying to make.
I'm with you.
I don't get the whole thing, and that makes me suspicious that maybe they are doing it for somebody. So you're saying it's illegal?
It's illegal to hide. It's illegal to represent somebody else and to hide their identity to win the lottery.
That's what their lawyer says.
Right.
Yeah,
and I don't know whether that's true.
And he's insisting there is no other party, that it's just for three of them.
The lottery, before they cut that check, they go and they did a Dateline deal about when you either have scratch-offs or you have lottery tickets. And the biggest scam in the world for some of these mom-and-pop shops, and not everybody, that's why they always tell you to check your own numbers or to go to a machine where the numbers are facing you.
Right.
So sometimes when I was younger, my dad would go into the lottery or whatever liquor store, and he'd ask them to scan, because you can't look it up in the paper all the time, and that thing is annoying, or on the internet.
Right.
And he'd say, and the guy would be like, no, sorry, but the screen that says if you won something, if it's a winning ticket, it's facing the teller,
the clerk,
and not yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
So what they did on Dateline they had a lottery.
I remember that.
Go through with winning tickets that were $5,000, $10,000, $15,000,
right,
and see if the clerk would ever say, hey, you won, congratulations.
Right. Mm-hmm. Instead, what was the result?
The clerk would give it to his girlfriend, and she'd go cash it in, and that was that.
Yeah, really, really, really hinky.
Yes.
And, you know, who's been to a convenience store? Can't imagine why that would be a hinky environment.
No, Mark is crying.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. There was one convenience store that had, within, like, a family of friends, extended family, had amassed over $300,000 in winnings.
Unbelievable.
So when it comes to the millions here, especially these dollars, they will go. They have their own authority. They will go to the store, see the ticket being bought, where it was written, the timestamp on it, all kinds of things.
Yeah, I understand your suspicion. I think Oscar's right. I think they're being sheepish in this environment of hate the rich.
Yeah, but I mean, in that case, is it? We said this yesterday. We discussed this yesterday. Then is it necessary for them to even post?
It's not.
I don't think they
want
to.
Lottery winners and say the lottery winner would like to remain anonymous. Then why? No, but you
rarely,
know why they can't? Rarely. Because they're being sheepish, but they still like being.
Light
because you
limelight.
Looked at them, and this is my impression of these dicks.
I know.
They looked like they were just like, yeah, we're going to be like real mellow and like, see, we're going to appear to be uncomfortable. We still want you to know who we are.
Too cool for school.
Right?
Think about this. Yeah.
They all look like that. They look like those Wall Street douchebags.
But think about this. If you had a guy who had his own hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And he comes to you and says, look, I don't really have to work, but this is what I'm doing with my money. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Why don't you invest with me? Clearly, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that in itself is a marketing tool, because he's got his money.
Yeah,
and he's managing other people's money.
So you think they might be doing it for that?
Oh, absolutely.
And, see, and that makes them dicks, too.
But as I also said yesterday, the lottery officials are very intent on pressuring the winners to appear before camera.
It's
advertising. That's part of their advertising for the lottery.
With that said, though,
you can say no.
I would say.
You can.
Yes.
No.
It almost never happens.
If I won, I wouldn't want anybody
would
to know.
Kill you. We could use it to promote the podcast.
you know what?
In a hoodie?
You know what?
If
that was true, and if I really thought that was that would do good for the podcast,
how great
would
it be
that.
To have you on the Today Show in an SAD t-shirt?
You know what? And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know, seriously, as I think about that, if I won a $100 million, it's amazing to say with unequivocally that I would continue to do this show. I mean, I really, because this is, I would no more say that with a radio gig.
God, I know.
I would be, it's just $100 million. Hey, S&D!
Yeah.
In my car. I would do it by phone or text.
Yeah. You know what? I would do the same thing, but I would be doing it from my home studio.
I would call them and I would say, okay, I have 3 months left in my contract. You will be getting a check from me.
Uh-huh. You'd buy yourself out.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I'm paying you because I want to leave.
Yeah. See you later.
I agree.
S&D.
Let me say that I'm with you, and I know that you can be an anonymous winner. I remember there was a gentleman who won almost $300 million in D.C. in Southeast or Southwest, which is a horrible Southeast, a horrible part of D.C. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman
was Donald.
Had played his he was almost Donald's age.
Okay,
and he had played the same numbers for like 40 years,
right.
And it finally hit. Awesome. He had 17 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. He still lived in the worst part of D.C.
Right,
and he had a lawyer come out and say. He just wants to live a normal life.
Right.
Doesn't want to be known.
Right.
He's going to take care of his family and live these final years in a, living no, a normal
I'm
life.
I'm a really big believer because haven't they had these lottery shows where people.
It's on now, yeah.
The people that go crazy and they come out and go, woo! You know, the fact is that they're the people that, first of all, everybody knows.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to get want everybody to take
everyone
a piece
will put
out
the touch
of you.
On you, yeah.
And, you know, that's what screws people up. And a lot of people, like, have terrible lives after
the
they hit the lottery.
At risk, resent them.
At risk of what you when you call me puppy dog tails, when you say I'm all sunshine and lollipops. If
well,
I
you are. That's the way it's just like, I mean, all you have to do is go back over 6 months of your Facebook page. And, and most of the time is, here we are at the beach looking at the lovely, you know, and this is.
You're a happy man. Yeah,
but you know what?
You're very happy.
What
it pisses me off.
What I'm saying, if I were to win untold millions like that, I think that the biggest relief would be that my kids will be okay and that I don't have to sweat paycheck to paycheck. I don't think my lifestyle would change that much. Mm-hmm. I like what I do. And I think there's a certain nobility in keeping things at the
status
quo.
I agree. If you would have asked me 5 years ago that I would be happy living in a one-bedroom condo by myself.
If we had asked you 5 years ago, would you like to do 50 podcasts? What would you say?
I'm just saying that I don't know if it's this economy. I don't know if it's what we do here. I don't know what it is, but my life has changed dramatically in 5 years.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm telling you, the fact that I have a parking space at my my bomb shelter of a building and a nice place.
La, la, la.
That's all I need.
You know what? I read an article the other day that said that we, in general, as Americans, we're beginning to judge our happiness on a different scale.
Yes.
Because so many people in the great unwashed are feeling the pinch of this recession that we've gone through, that people look at it in a much different way
shifting
than they used to. You know, and you realize that. I mean, you would say when you watch Black Friday, maybe that's not the case, but no, that's because people are getting a $20 toaster. That's what they want to get.
Well, and,
but I think people really do feel that way.
And I think this group is a prime example of that because we are all here because we love doing it.
Oh, yeah.
We love doing this show, whether it's the business side or in front of the microphones. We love doing it. We're not really doing it right now. It's not because of the money.
Well,
it's not flowing in, you know, where we can
Mark.
Say, oh, we're so happy.
And it could be better, Mark.
Mark.
No kidding.
Don't remind Mike that.
It could be.
Where are you going with this, and aren't you glad you started?
I'm going to be depressed for the rest of the day.
No, the point is.
Did you hear him just literally rationalize away any effort that he will make in 2012? He is the last person, our business manager, that I want to say that.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that from him.
The point.
He can say it. I just want to say, as I drink my water, that
you know
it's really great that I don't have to.
The point is, we're not doing this for the love of money.
The point is,
we want to make a ton of money.
Let me say, after that statement.
And we're going to try to make of money.
Oh, no!
I say BS. I would like to make as much money on this podcast as humanly possible.
But
we're not making
any. It's not what's making us happy right now.
What makes us happy is a shifting scale of priorities that may change again by fiscal year 2013.
Fuck all of you.
Wow.
Each and everyone.
Hey, I didn't say that.
Well, you're thinking it.
Wow.
It is important. God damn it. Don't forget that, Ronick.
It is a new life for everybody.
Don't forget that.
See you guys later.
And it's more important for you not to feel that way than anybody in this room.
Yeah, Mike needs new pajama bottoms.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's great.
Or just matching tops.
Quick thought. Okay, look. Huh? The fact is, when you wear an outfit like this, and I'm wearing pajama bottoms.
Can we get a shot of
this? It's
because
you have no money.
All right. No, it's not because I don't have it. These are new. I went out and bought these.
Oh, nice.
But the fact is, because I have to wear this goddamn knee brace for 4 weeks,
right.
I'm wearing these things that...
Brand new pajamas!
I'm wearing these because... and I'm wearing regular, like, horrible shoes. I look seriously like a homeless person.
Yeah.
You know, I took the longest shower of my life today, and I enjoyed it, and I put this outfit on, a brand new long-sleeve T-shirt, and these brand new pajama bottoms, and then I put these old shoes that I got when I was up in Maine, and I look like a tard. I look like I smell.
That outfit doesn't say, today, I'm going to take on the day.
I don't.
Outfit that says shifting priorities.
I don't know. I don't know
today,
what.
Today, I give up.
I don't know what I'm going to wear to the party on Saturday.
Oh, I say you. I think we know.
I think, Rob, give me a wheelchair. Oh, Jesus.
A big wicker wheelchair.
I
like
know.
Mr. Potter.
I'm going to require comfortable seating.
Yes, I know.
No.
Does Carla say anything?
You know what? I think. All right, let me ask this question.
Oh, God.
And when we're talking about spending money, which I have no money to spend, clearly. But I do, I think footwear. I have my regular Brooks. What type of footwear? Because obviously it's not this. What type of footwear could I acquire that would somehow pull this ghastly outfit together?
Well, slippers is the only thing.
I know, it's the only thing that works.
You can't wear pants like that.
I saw them this weekend in the actual store.
What?
So apparently, you know how doctors have to walk around a lot?
Right.
Yes. And they have to be comfortable at all times if they can be.
Go get to the point.
There are two things you can wear as a doctor, and you may not get any respect wearing them.
Crocs.
One.
That's one.
The worst thing in the world.
With the right giblets.
But with
anything's
pajama
possible.
Bottoms. Yeah.
And then two, did you know they sell men's Uggs?
Oh, God. I'm not wearing
Uggs.
Hey,
you know what? What about those shoes that had the individual toes?
Okay, why don't you just shut up?
Well, you have them.
I'm thinking of a white pair, like a white pair of kicks will
white,
probably
white,
be
white,
something.
White,
yeah. White, like, you know, if they got like K-Swiss or something.
No, no.
But really,
Nike.
Those.
Nike? Yeah. Maybe some Nike. Right. I hate Nike, right. though. I'm not a Nike guy.
Maybe not those pants, though.
I don't think anything's going to
solve
that. No,
I mean, you know what, Oscar, I said it on the video, the DVD, which is available at our website. I said, it's my favorite Oscar. It's Sweatpants Oscar.
Yes.
But Oscar wears fancy sweatpants.
Yeah.
And
from,
that's what you need to get.
They've got a great pair of Champions at Target that have my fat waist along with the
legs.
And they're perfect.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I'll do that. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Speaking of the way to look, did you see the South Park picture of Mario Batali?
Like
looks
looking
exactly
in a mirror.
Exactly like you.
Like looking in a goddamn
Wait
mirror.
A second.
God,
it's
it hurts.
Not Rob.
It's
on my wall. And I did
yeah,
a,
that's not Rob.
I did a,
it's on your wall, right?
Yeah, I did a glance and I was like,
it's
did
Mario
make
Batali.
A, oh my God.
It's a cartoon of Mario Batali that looks exactly like
from
Rob.
From South
you wanna,
Park.
You want to talk about making people wear those shoes? What are those shoes? Those
Crocs.
Crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Crocs, I could get a cooking show. Uh-huh. I could do 4 episodes and no one would realize it's not him.
Well, we did not get to the Thanksgiving hangover. I want to talk about that tomorrow. Also, we'll get to our holiday question of the day tomorrow.
Very good.
So I guess that'll mean the holiday question of whatever day we get to.
Do you want to take 1 minute and discuss the new management at the Red Sox?
Yeah,
I have
real
a record.
Quick.
I have a record prepared.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, good.
My funny Valentine.
He's always thinking, isn't he?
Sweet.
All right, here's
what happened?
How
I don't know.
Bobby Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Named manager. Well, they said it's, you know, he's coming back. I think they're gonna have the press conference tomorrow. But Bobby Valentine is going to be the new manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
This is when you know it's bad. This is the only thing I'll say about this. Is I was alerted to that fact by a call from my buddy Randall, who's a Yankee fan, who was cackling with delight.
Why? Now, I'm not a sports guy. Why is it bad?
He seems like a fine hire. He was with the Mets,
right?
He was controversial. He fought with ownership. He fought with management, and he got fired. Okay. So that's why the New York people, the Yankee fans, are saying, oh, this is great. He's going to screw up the Red Sox, too. But I'm here to say I think they need a guy to come and kick a little ass.
Mix
He's opinionated. He's going to be fun to watch. And I like guys like that. It's sports.
Do they
you
have
want somebody entertaining.
A new GM yet?
Yeah, they have a new GM.
Okay, wow.
And the controversy with the Red Sox is that Ben Cherington, the new GM, and I'll get off the Red Sox thing in a while. Ben Cherington, apparently this was not his pick. This was the vice president, Ooh. Larry Lucchino's pick, and there's controversy, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is it's going to be Bobby Valentine. And I like a guy, management, coach, whatever, that brings a little personality to it.
Yeah.
I like that. You
and
know,
besides, Larry Kino think he's a good boy.
Hey, we're going to hire Bobby Valentino.
Do you know what I love about that man?
What's that?
Is that
which one, Bobby Valentine?
Yeah, Bobby Valentine. It's because
He was great after 9/11.
And maybe we have talked about this on this program, and I think maybe Bob Costas talked about it as well during one of his segments, that baseball needs personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. when it's just these corporate giants yep. that own these teams, there
with
aren't these
boring managers.
Yeah, there aren't these personalities.
Right.
That's why everybody wanted Mark Cuban to buy the Dodgers, because right. then you could follow Mark Cuban and see what he's all about.
And you're right. And I remember Earl Weaver in Baltimore, a guy that really brought it. And yeah. I like that.
Yes.
You're talking about guys you're watching every day. Cameron's going to be on this guy every single
yes.
game.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well have a guy that's got a little life to him. And I look
Agreed.
Forward to watching spring training and seeing how he does.
Yeah.
So I'm all on board with that. That's what I said yesterday. A lot of people are going, oh, Bobby Valentine. But people have an opinion. So I'm happy they made the decision in the, as they're calling it, the nuclear winter of Boston baseball, you know, where it's been a very tough offseason for my Red Sox, and we'll see what happens. And that's it. So we will take a break now. That's my thoughts on Bobby Valentine. Sorry I got into fights. We'll take a break. Come right back. Bye-bye. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Man Greats.
Oh, I love it.
Man Greats rock. And you want to talk about a perfect gift mm-hmm. for the holiday season. They've always been a perfect gift for the holiday
guaranteed
season.
Guaranteed winner.
This is something, you know, if you're not looking to spend a tremendous amount of money and you want to really surprise your dad with something that in many parts of the country is going to be warm enough where you can take them right out on the back deck,
yep.
put them on the grill, and use them that afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this a great gift for dad. And they're 8 pounds, and they are solid iron.
Perfect.
And they are 100% made in America, and they're fantastic. They give you the real grill marks that you get if you go to a steakhouse. You can put these, we don't talk about it very often, but I'll talk about it right now. You can take your average run-of-the-mill, say a Weber grill mm-hmm. that
yeah.
has those little skinny little grates.
Right. Right.
You put that the on chrome, top of that, yeah. and you get yourself the real restaurant-quality grill mark, so you can really grill like
a pro.
And
the flavor.
And the flavor's fantastic yes. as well. They come with the world's best grill brush. Here we go, Rob.
You know what? Right. I never get into a bar fight without one.
Thank you very much, bro. It bears the logo of the Mike O'Mara Show. Man Greats, $19.99 each. That is a bargain, plus shipping and handling. Get your Man Greats right here. Click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. You will not regret that. Before we open the audio vault, Rob, what is this?
Oh, it's a letter from a listener,
isn't it? Is it
Gift
Corner?
It is a Gift Corner. You want to do a quick Gift Corner?
Quick Gift Corner before we do that, because I'll forget it.
This just in.
That's right.
Nice. Rob's already opened it.
A listener writes.
I don't know what the gift is. I just always make sure there's not anthrax in it. Because think about the
Grudgy
Wood Harbor.
I trust Rob.
We don't do this show about the gifts, though, do we, Mark?
No.
It's not about the gifts.
No comment.
Shifting priorities, Mike.
He brought the alcohol in, and he could have just kept it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true. Okay, this is a Christmas card.
Yes, it is.
I'm showing this. It's a, let me open
well,
it.
Well, you know, Mark, it's a holiday card.
Ah.
All right. In the envelope, it says Gift Corner.
See, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, RJ, Mark, Internet.
Interns?
Intern Zeta.
Internet Tommy?
Intern Zeta.
I think maybe he means interns.
Interns? Interns!
Intern Zeta.
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe handwriting here, not his strongest point.
All right, see what it says.
Okay.
All right.
It says,
and what's please. It say? Read the rest of it, because is it Intern Zeta?
Maybe it's something about the internets. I don't know. It says, thinking of you this holiday season and wishing you a special joy. Mm-hmm. Best, Zach. This is from Zach Zabrowski.
Very kind.
He never misses an episode. A really nice guy. He'll probably be at our event this Saturday.
Oh, we'll see ya.
We can question him.
We have a Rob Mob shirt. What's that?
What's in the envelope?
It's an Amazon Basics 8 GB thing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, a thumb drive.
Nice.
Cool. Right. Always come in handy.
Yeah.
There must be something on that. Probably something he's recorded, or
it will self-destruct in 20 seconds.
Pornographic pictures, or
what is that?
Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoy my gift to you for your Garmin GPS. Enjoy my voice guiding you to your destination.
Oh no!
Follow the same instructions listed for installing your voices on my Garmin on your website for installing my voice into your Garmin.
Uh-huh.
Best and Merry Christmas. Zach,
that
thank you very much.
Thoughtful.
That is brilliantly evil.
That
and
is
if you would like to have Zach on your Garmin, go to our website and for your change back on a 20.
That, Zach, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Oh, you dropped that.
Do you think it fell out of my hand.
Do you think we could put other things on that 8 gig hard drive?
I mean, like?
Yeah, I don't know. Just things.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. And today is Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, how many times have you told me? You say, Rob,
Use your audio vault to do some good.
You're damn right, Rob.
That's why today I have a reminder for you.
Oh, good.
The holidays are here, and you only have 25 days.
25 days for Christmas shopping. 25 days to build a stocking.
I got my old man glasses.
25 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 25.
Hey, little Q-Burn. Little Q-Burn on that record.
Hi there. Better get busy. Christmas is coming.
Now, wouldn't it be a shame if I had one of those every day for the next 25
days? He's
going to
be like
days.
This until Christmas.
Isn't that
He's
going
to be like this to Christmas, and then he's going to, for a month, come in with rosy cheeks every day and be pissed.
Yeah. And then in January, he's going to be depressed.
Oh, totally depressed. Yeah. And then the cold weather will make him happy again.
That is if I live through the Christmas holiday.
Good luck,
so
Rob.
We'll see what happens. Trouble, Mike.
Yeah.
Trouble at Rockefeller Center, as there was a fire alarm during the NBC Evening News, and the Mike O'Mara Show $6 of the week goes to Buzz Burbank, who actually pulled this audio for me.
This guy, nice. I have newfound respect for Brian Williams. He was unflappable. Not that he's going to panic, but I just like the way he fought right through it.
Yeah, here's what I want to know, because I witnessed the whole thing, is like during the recorded reports when Brian's microphone was off, was he screaming and swearing at people? Did anyone lose their jobs over this? Because you're not going to believe what you're about to hear.
Anyway, this is from last night's
NBA. Fire alarm goes off.
And this
during...
is at 6:30, right when it started.
6:30,
right?
This is the Eastern feed, the East Coast feed of the NBC Nightly News. This aired in New York.
And they're live, so they can't, right. They're not on tape, so they've got to do
this
it.
This is their first show of the day.
And it's Oscar's boyfriend.
Yeah. Right. This is NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams.
Good evening. Perhaps it's because of its name. For all the bankruptcies we've covered in this grim U.S. economy, this one gets your attention. You'll forgive us. We have a fire alarm announcement going on here in the studio.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
In any broadcast radio studio, phones don't even ring. There's there's flashing lights and there's things like that. Why do they even have something that does an announcement?
Someone effed up. They just moved to that set 2 weeks ago for their
new
show.
They moved across the hall.
And someone effed up. And
somebody
said,
didn't disable
by
that.
The way.
RJ.
Yeah, fix it, RJ.
Because his old studio probably doesn't do that.
Well, his old studio is where Toscanini conducted the orchestra in 1940.
Yeah, but his new studio.
So somebody screwed.
Yes. All right, back to the tape.
Called American Airlines, after all, and even though for a lot of people it can mean a cramped seat on a crowded flight on board a well-worn plane, it's a legacy carrier, one of the oldest, one of the big brand names. In fact, it flies the American brand around the world. The airline has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
In the background, you're hearing a $10 an hour General Electric employee NBC Universal employee going on and on about fire safety instructions on how to evacuate the building.
Well, it's not their fault. You're in the building and there's a fire, you want those instructions. However, just on to sympathize with Brian Williams, when you want it to just be over.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that when they go, now, what we want you to do to do this, when you're having a conversation on a cell phone, or has anybody ever been in an airport where you get an important call, and that's when
they do
the 40-minute announcement for something that's happening on a plane.
This goes on for almost the whole half hour.
And it does continue.
During this busy holiday travel time, to financially regroup while staying in the air, though perhaps not something special anymore.
That's a different
Again,
sign.
We have an announcement going on here in the studio. Tom Costello, we should advise our viewers there's
Costello's
no danger
funny.
To us. Yeah. We'd love to make this stop. Why don't you take it from our Washington Bureau?
Well, I'm glad you're okay. That's a first for me. Good evening, Brian. American Airlines and in its benefits programs. Brian.
Buzz,
Tom,
did you
while
say
we have you and to the rest of the good folks watching, we thought all the speakers were turned off in here. Looks like we have a routine alarm one floor below our studio. All is well.
Okay, but you would think,
Buzz, you said
point,
it went on for the whole half hour?
Off and on. I mean, there were moments of quiet that Brian acknowledged. He even when it wasn't ringing, he would say, now that we have a moment that it's not ringing, let me tell you that. So he was constantly on his mind. And as he gets deeper into the newscast, I don't know how much time we're going to have to play of this, but as he gets deeper into it, he actually gets flustered. Now, again, salute to Brian for keeping it together.
Oh, I didn't know. I just saw the brief clip of it.
But you hear him start to stumble over words because you know he's thinking about the alarm.
And you would think that after they had a minute of it and they went to Costello, you would have think they could have muted it. And yet it continues.
Can you imagine if this happened during the Sandusky interview?
Could
you imagine?
Same studio.
Same studio.
All right, we go now to the tape.
Calling on President Obama to get a lot tougher with the regime.
Brian?
Andrea, thanks. That fire alarm we assured everybody had been given the all clear is back on, so bear with us here. Wow. In Los Angeles today, Michael Jackson.
It was the whole half hour. Yeah, that makes it 100%
can
funnier.
Can I mention this? That it's weird, and I don't know how this even happened. But it's all digital, so anything's possible.
True.
The recorded version that I have in my house on my DVR has none of this.
Right.
Oh, because, really?
See, what they do is they do the show live at 6:30 Eastern time. And if it goes well, and if there's no breaking news, they turn the tape around and they run that on the network for Washington, D.C. and other stations, carry it then. And they keep doing that over and over. But if something goes wrong on that first newscast or new news breaks, they do the show
over again
at 7.
Wow.
So that's
you get a new show.
You didn't see it in D.C.
And the thing that drives me crazy about this as the board op for this show, such as it is, whenever I play this tape, I keep looking to see if I have a fader up for some reason, because I'm hearing a noise I shouldn't hear.
Former Dr. Conrad Murray was given the maximum sentence for his conviction on manslaughter charges, 4 years. Murray was found guilty earlier this month of the Sims drug overdose death, and the superior court judge in the case, Michael Pastor, had some strong words for the now disgraced physician.
Dangerous.
One more thing here, California's prison overcrowding problem means Murray will probably only serve less than 2 years behind bars in the L.A. County Jail still.
And it goes on, and I don't think we need to hear any more to get
there. There is a point where it stops, where I believe it's so difficult to hear in the background, but it sounds like someone actually beats the speaker to death.
Seriously.
You actually deepen the tape, you hear this clunking, and then it goes, and then it goes quiet.
I would like to see a tape of Andrea Mitchell stuffing a sock in it.
All right, you got one more, Rob.
We got time for a closer. Let's go ahead with...
that's great, though.
Move ahead. I like how Conan handled this joke last night.
Hold good. I love Conan.
Yeah, Conan is good. I'm sorry. I thought we'd get to so much more today.
I know. Sorry.
No, I take that back. Here's Jimmy Kimmel. We opened today's show with Herman Cain. I like Kimmel's take on Cain possibly coming out of the race.
Hey, quick show of hands. How many people in our audience have had sexual relations with Herman Cain? Everyone? In case you didn't hear, last night another woman came forward with a story about Herman Cain, which makes, what, 4 or 5 now? When you have more women accusing you of sexual misconduct than you have toppings on your meat lover's pizza, your campaign might be in trouble. A woman named Ginger White claimed she had a 13-year-long extramarital affair with Herman Cain, a claim Mr. Cain has denied. Herman Cain's starting to remind me of Black Tiger Woods, you know?
And that, Mike, is your magic audio ball.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time to get Mr. Burbank in here. And the news, take it away, Buzz.
Thanks, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page, where Cyber Monday week continues. It's also where you'll find the new Kindle Fire starting at under $200. Enjoy the special savings all week long at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it. Spread the word. You're saving money and supporting the show at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And we thank you.
Yeah.
Your Wi-Fi may be trying to kill your sperm. Scientists in Argentina say 4 hours on a Wi-Fi activated laptop can kill 25% of your swimmers. They're guessing it's the electromagnetic radiation from a Wi-Fi device, since 4 hours with an offline laptop seems to do no damage.
Why did are uncomfortable.
Why did I get the vasectomy? I could have saved a $20 copay.
Mike has a laptop on his lap right now.
Yeah, and I can feel it.
I think the flannel will protect you.
The jammies. My jammy flannel.
Facebook.
Boy, there was the best flannel shirt. Although I don't wear the big heavy ones, though, but at Costco, Field and Stream.
Wow, if you put it on, you'd look like you belong on a roll of brawny paper towels.
You're better than that, man.
Yeah. I know. I'll be dressed well tomorrow because I'm going to Arch Campbell's show, his TV show. I'll probably wear jeans with the brace over the jeans.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's probably the best
I think when I got rid of my last batch of heavier guy clothes, I think I finally got rid of my last flannel shirt.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I even have one
anymore. I like flannel shirts.
I do, too.
I don't own one, but I'd wear one.
So did Biggie Smalls.
Let's get you one. Let's get you one for Christmas.
Bismarcky.
Oh, baby, you.
Thank you.
Facebook has been caught in a lie, and now it's being watched a lot more carefully. Facebook promised to keep your information private if you chose the right settings, but even then, Facebook shared that information and made it public over and over again. The social network got slapped down for this yesterday by the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC has forced Facebook to tell you more clearly from now on what it's up to and to get your specific permission before sharing that
Good.
Info.
So everybody As now knows that I like the Bible.
Is that what it says on your profile?
That's one of my favorite books. Oh, I think I put down that and the Hardy Boys. I might have been drinking.
You're going to hell.
No, I'm not.
You like cheetahs attacking. That's what you like.
That's it.
Those are your likes.
The company's also being forced to develop new privacy software.
Sick F.
And Facebook is on a kind of probation for the next 20 years, getting biannual audits by a disinterested third party.
Well, I would audit that snarky little MF-er. I mean, honest to God, he's the most dishonest creep.
Have you seen the new commercial by the Winkelvoss twins on television?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the one for those pistachios.
The
Winkelvoss.
New to me.
Yeah. The Winkelvoss.
Steve Jobs may be gone, but his influence lives on, maybe in a sixth grade boy from South Bay, Utah. Thomas Suarez just spoke at a tech conference.
He's one of yours, Oscar. Yes.
This is a sixth grader,
and
Mike.
RJ.
And he just spoke at a tech conference after developing two apps that you will find in the iTunes store, including one called Bustin' Jeeber, which is a whack-a-mole type Justin Bieber game.
Yeah.
Justin pops up and you whack him down
Love
again.
Love it.
Bustin'
anyway,
Jeeber.
This sixth grader invented that and another app.
That's awesome.
The middle school student also has his own app development company.
Nice.
He calls it Carrot Corp. He has set up a club at school to teach other kids how to develop apps. And Thomas says he plans to start developing Android apps
sixth
next.
Grade? Hey,
sixth grade.
Just quickly, I'm glad you mentioned it. You know, speaking of apps, it's Todd Moore's birthday.
It is. Happy,
right.
birthday,
happy birthday,
Todd.
Happy birthday. Amen. When are we going to get Todd back in on this? Can we get Todd in for like a Christmas gift show?
Let's do it.
Can we do that?
Yes.
I mean, I know you
what,
do all that
What would
stuff
you like
on
for
Tech
him to bring
us?
I think you know.
Suitcase full of cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, nice. We don't really need that.
There you
Full
go.
Circle.
Hundreds of Occupy protesters were arrested in Los Angeles overnight, and scores more were busted in Philadelphia as police cleared those encampments. That pledge by many Republicans to never, ever raise taxes on anybody ever maybe starting to crack. Two Republican lawmakers, including Pat Roberts of Kansas, have proposed extending the payroll tax break that we currently have and paying for it with a new tax on some high-income people.
Oh, boy. You know what's funny about this? Mm-hmm. And I know, everybody knows my politics skew mm-hmm. left.
Right.
Tough tatas. But the fact is,
shock
you know,
jock.
Really, when you see this, it's like, who cares? Most of the people in this country are not rich.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they're going to, oh my God, they're going to tax some rich people. Mm-hmm. So who cares?
And if they are, they're winning the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just tax those guys.
Exactly.
If you survey Republican voters only in this country, a majority of Republican voters think we should tax the rich.
Yeah.
It's only the Republicans on Capitol Hill
right.
who think we shouldn't.
A majority do it.
Exactly.
A majority of the members of the band Motorhead think we should eat the rich.
Eat the rich. Yeah, baby.
A Catholic cemetery in Pittsburgh is being sued by a grieving family after the Zimmicks witnessed a loved one's casket being stomped into the ground by gravediggers who were having trouble forcing the box into the hole they dug. It didn't quite fit, so they jumped up and down on it and poked it with sticks to try to get it in the ground. The horrified family watched
well,
as this happened.
You got to do what you got to do.
Did you hear about the plane crash, Mike? Did you hear about the plane crash in the cemetery?
No.
So far, they've recovered 75,000 bodies.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Where's the buzzer?
It's one of my favorite. You went too high with the number, but it's one of my favorite jokes.
Was a big graveyard.
It was a big, big cemetery.
I learned cemetery jokes. They were the first jokes I think I ever told as a kid.
Really?
You really?
Know, right. You know, why do they have a fence around that cemetery? Because so many people are dying to get in.
Right.
I never heard that.
You haven't heard that one?
They haven't made it down to Bolivia
How
yet.
Many people are dead in that cemetery?
I don't know.
All of them. To my dad. Papa, that one's for you. Heard those growing up.
I like
that. Finally, there is a new sex-related basketball scandal today. This one from Stonehill College in Easton, Massachusetts. There, a summer basketball camp for high school boys has been canceled after an incident officials describe as disturbing and reprehensible. The Hoop Mountain basketball camp is history now after a hazing incident in which two underclassmen allegedly forced a high school student to eat an Oreo cookie that was covered in a bodily fluid in a game called Wet Biscuit. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, God.
Nothing just funny about that,
boys. Just horseplay, no, yeah. Really.
He leaves us with that one.
Wow.
Ew.
Mike, do you want to hit the thing we were talking about with the store?
Yes, we.
Good idea, Mark.
When we're leaving today, and if you enjoyed the show today.
Not that we need the money or care about it
we
much.
Do, though, Mark. God damn it, we do. Here it is. This is Wear It All Wednesday.
Yes.
Wear It All Wednesday. During this holiday season, every Wednesday. Uh-huh. And is this like for the duration, or is this just for Wednesdays?
We can do it however we'd all like
until
to do
the
it.
Eighth night. Anyway,
we could do it. We could do it every Wednesday until Christmas.
Wear It All Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Our merchandise warehouse has lots of stuff lying around that you guys didn't buy during the rest of the year.
Our huge cavernous warehouse.
Our cavernous warehouse. We do have it. It's in a warehouse. Isn't
it? Yes, it really is.
It's right now. We are offering fabulous deals and fabulous discounts on TMOS merchandise.
Wow,
yes, not the
insane.
DVDs.
Not the DVDs.
But all the products you can wear.
Products you can wear. What is the discount they will get if they order them today?
40% off.
40% off!
Wow, I've never seen him look in so much pain.
40% off all. That's the hoodies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's hats.
Yep.
That's t-shirts.
Exactly.
Even the S&D t-shirts.
Yep.
Jock
even
straps.
The gray ones.
That's right.
Really?
Anything that you can put on your body.
40% off, and that's we're going to continue that until they're all gone.
Every Wednesday, and the coupon code will be WAW.
Wear It All Wednesday.
Nice. Yep.
So remember that, and this is today. If you've been looking to get yourself some great merchandise, and you know, now is this just for Wednesday?
Yeah, well, originally
make a decision.
You're
the business manager.
Let's do it every Wednesday till Christmas. Yeah.
You threw me a curveball. I thought this was going to be more like Cyber Monday where we're going to do it once, but we can certainly do it every Wednesday.
All right, here's
while supplies last.
If you hear us do it next Wednesday, you'll know that it wasn't a success today.
Right. That's right.
So if you make it a success, if we come back next Wednesday and we do it, it's going to be another Wear It All Wednesday. Next year we don't have to do that because it's a pain in the ass.
If we do it next Wednesday, that means today is Wear It Some Wednesday.
All right. Well, no, seriously, this for those loyal listeners now, today is a great opportunity for you to get TMOS merchandise, T-shirts, hoodies, all that good. It's Wear It All Wednesday.
Yep.
And if we come back next Wednesday, Mark will have bruises on his body.
Yes.
Nice.
And do that. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.